Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I apologize for yesterday's difficulty. So we were just plowing forward with an already recorded piece. So anyway, and it was relevant. It was a pre-recorded piece that we had. So today, in the wake of that shooting, you obviously I'm going to go through a lot of the stuff for those of you who've listened before. Why we're dealing with this and why this isn't going to go anywhere. This isn't going to get any better because we're not implementing any real solutions. And I can tell you, you know, that as you watch how the progressives react, they don't care about the real problem. What they want to do is they want to implement very expensive solutions instead of really solving the problem. And so what, you know, they're helping people and they feel good about helping people. But what is ending up happening is we're getting more and more people addicted to drugs, dying from opioids and so forth. And so where's the solution in stopping that? They're going after doctors. They're trying to crack down, but they're not cracking down on what's causing people to surrender and dive into lives of addiction. We've talked a lot about this, so I'm going to get into this a little bit more. Anyway, I'll get into the information just regarding the shooting itself. Anyway, true tragedy, our prayers are out to those families and all affected. We can stop this. We can change these things from happening. We can't stop them from happening again, but we can start making these things as a bygone thing, that there once was a time when America was debased and these types of things occurred. And we are now living in an enlightened society again, where these types of things really don't occur. It is such an outlier. And so anyway, the other thing is, and obviously it's out there, so I might as well talk about this because our focus is the Constitution. And so it's really pathetic when it seems like no one at the federal level seems to understand the Constitution. From the federal courts, I mean, their very oath violates the U.S. Constitution because they do not say within the federal court oath of a judge, they do not raise their arm to the square and state that they will support the U.S. Constitution, which they are constitutionally required to do. They also, the federal court system, also constantly engages in any and every case that's outside of their jurisdiction. They have no bounds to usurpation of jurisdiction that is truly left to the states for the states to enjoy, for their own governance and for their own, you know, for their own enjoyment, like I said. Congress is obviously, you know, completely out of control. They want to spend. There's no limitations. They don't understand any constitutional limitations placed upon them. And even Pelosi believes that because they're the parliamentary side of government, that they are the most powerful. They trump, and not with a capital T, but with a little t, they trump all branches of government. And I'm going, you know what? We live in a time when people are deliberately constitutionally illiterate. And even the president, and I truly believe President Trump wants to fix problems. He really does. And even he is lacking because he is a byproduct of our education system. The smartest thing he could do is get with some really good, true originalist thinking constitutionalist. I just leave it at that, because if Trump understood what we were doing with the Republic Review and he understood the ramifications, he would probably embrace these things and probably get out into the states and say, states, you've got to lead this charge. I think he's that kind of leader. I think he wants to really make those types of changes. But for some reason, he's either got problems within his cabinet or what have you. I don't know. I could be wrong. Like I said, I have no real clue of what is in his heart. His problems, why Hillary hasn't done a perp walk, could be more due to his cabinet than him. Or who knows? It could be him. I really don't know. I can't say with a profound knowledge that these are the definitive answers to what's going on in his administration. I just know he's not a Bush. I just know he's not a Clinton, thank heavens. And I know he's not an Obama, thank God. So with that, let me also tell you that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And as you know, this is the show that offers you the tangible solution, which is Republic Review, in getting the federal government back into compliance. And that is done because the states demand it so. It is their constitution. They have the authority and power to force the federal government back into the framework of their constitution. So let me move forward. There's no doubt in my mind that we could use help with, you know, financial help, you know, personal hours help, whatever. If you can help, if you want to help, you can always send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you want to also get involved in leading and so forth, I would do the same thing, info@, but I would also tell you to join the constitutionclub.ning.com. What Keith Broders is doing over there, he's very supportive of Republic Review and is trying to do things in tandem to what we're doing in helping this cause move forward. So make sure, if you want to get involved and lead, send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And go join the constitutionclub.ning.com. Now, we also have the crowdfunding if you want to financially help us, and we would be very honored and humbled by your assistance. That is on GoFundMe. As you know, just look for Reclaiming the Republic, or if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org on the homepage, we have a link to that. Another organization we are plugging, or we believe is also trying to help, and that is ourfirstright.org. The one thing that they are doing that is helping is passing one of Madison's amendments. So go check them out and get involved in helping that amendment pass in your state. Okay? There's plenty of stuff to do, and we've got lots of work for you if you want to get the federal government, you know, out of your lives. Because in all honesty, the only process to get the federal government out of your lives is Republic Review. It's not some amendment. It is not, you know, anything else. Republic Review, there is no other process that will dismantle all unconstitutional government being exercised by the federal government. So, anywho, want to thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. We appreciate the growth that we've been seeing. We'd like to continue to see that growth. We'd like to continue to see more and more people getting the message, getting tuned in, and getting involved, because, you know, that's the byproduct of a message growing. The other question I have is, we're just a few months away from Constitution Day. What are you doing in your local community to actually have a Constitution Day celebration? What are you doing? Are you trying to, raise awareness of the Constitution? Because that's the whole point. I think that would be the bottom line, getting people to understand, wow, it's Constitution Day. That's kind of an important day. Reading the Constitution, getting people aware of what the heck is in it instead of, you know, how to spell it. I mean, how to spell it's kind of nice, but if you don't know what the heck is in it, then I don't think there's any advantage. You're just as illiterate if you don't understand what's in the Constitution, but you can spell it. So anywho, in going through the news, there is no sign of the federal government disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. There's none. And as a matter of fact, what we see going on in the world is bothering, because what's going on in China, North Korea, Russia, the bad players in the world are posturing and working together, Iran, so forth. So with that, There is no sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. And let me give you another spin to this. The day they do is the day they can really focus on the things that are important, so they can actually, you know, engage in all of these foreign affairs that are not, how do you say, they're not going to bode well for us. And I'll get into some of that, especially like China and their naval fleet and so forth. With that, let me kind of just jump forward with one more little announcement. As you know, Red Pill Expo is coming up. It's going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. Please make sure that if you can attend that, get your tickets. If you can't, make sure you sign up and get your access to streaming. There is going to be a lot of good information that will be coming from that. Alex Newman will be there. All sorts of other great people will be there. I believe Trevor Lawton's going to be there. Look through the who's who's that's going to be there. That would be just really one good reason for why I would want to go, just to rub elbows with these people and to coordinate and work and so forth in with Republic Review, of course. But anywho, let me jump forward. It's no surprise. It is no surprise that Trump is going to invoke, and he should invoke, executive privilege regarding the Mueller report. So 2 weeks later, we're finally in this conversation of the fact that, because there was all this talk about, you know, gaining full access and all of this, and now I think the line's been drawn. And unfortunately, it's been over 2 weeks for this to happen. So anyway, there's lots of stories like this that just aren't going anywhere. That's why it's not worth consuming the last 2 weeks of your life on Mueller, when there's all sorts of other things happening. So we will get into some of those things that are happening when we come back from the break. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so I was mentioning earlier, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but I'd mentioned earlier that I wanted to do a special, a highlight, so to speak, on Snowden and Assange. I want to kind of put it in perspective because nations have requirements of having secrets. George Washington was obviously the first intel chief. He maintained and managed his own intelligence because he understood the importance of gathering, collecting, and processing intelligence. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. That way, regardless of what news is out there, it's not going anywhere. If it grows legs, it'll grow legs slowly, and it'll walk around and dance and perform longer than you care that it'll be there. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to point out is, are you surprised that there's a backlash for Tiger Woods for accepting the Medal of Freedom? I'm not. I think anything and anybody that gets involved with Trump and or accepts something from him or does something, I expect the media and the elitists, the communist elitists, in making a big deal, making political hay over these types of things. So let me get into the school shooting in this interesting school. And this is a very progressive school, and it has a interesting label, but I'll get into that in a second. But let me first say, you know, again, our prayers are with the victims' families and all who've been affected by this event. One thing we know is that one student has died. I'm not sure, and it doesn't matter to me about identifying the name. One of the suspects is being called... Or actually, the name of one of the suspects is Devin Erickson, and he's 18 years old, and I find it interesting that they're speaking about him as an adult, because apparently something magically happens at 18 that makes somebody an adult. That's our legal system. You can try somebody for crimes as an adult at age 18. But isn't the progressives, aren't they the ones that want to lower that the voting age now to 16? I honestly don't think that an 18-year-old is a person that is an adult that thinks like an adult. We may have very gifted kids, and in the news today, there's a girl that skipped sixth grades, went from sixth grade to college. And so, you know, those things aren't, you know, uncommon, but that doesn't make her an adult because she's going to college. And I don't know if we have a certification test for an adult, because the truth is lots of people never grow up. So we have to come up with some kind of sanity for age. And for the longest time, society had come up with let's just call it, the standard for an adult is 21, because that's when you can start imbibing and drinking and so forth. And so in looking at that bar, the only reason that we allowed 18-year-olds to vote was because they were able to go and serve and in the military. Well, maybe we need to raise the age of the military. That might be a good idea. Having a better educated force out there might be a good idea. And having, you know, a 2-year college requirement. I'm a huge advocate, by the way, and I know I've gone down a rat hole on this already, but I'm a huge advocate for getting away from the rank structures altogether, from officer, enlisted, and so forth. Why? Because it, as I've said before, it takes an enlisted to make a piece of metal such as aircraft to fly, and it takes an officer to crash it. And so we've created in our society some of these paradigms that because this person has a college degree, they're smarter or they're better or what have you. I know a lot of and knew a lot of college degree, college educated, and so forth in the enlisted ranks. Making that leap is almost impossible. In other words, you have to go to college first to become an officer. And I'm going, well, that's a very old world, or I should say it's an archaic concept. And the reason why was back in the old days, enlisted couldn't even read. I mean, they were illiterate, and they needed officers, and that's why they separated them. there were lots of people that may not have had a degree, but were still made officers because of their bloodline, because of affluence or what have you. It was, they were the elites of the society. I don't believe officers are elite, are those elitists. And as a matter of fact, when you start looking at, you know, those that have bubbled up to the top, like Clapper and so forth, I'm not too impressed, to be honest with you. And the truth is all this does is creates division and so forth. There's no reason why they could actually make a single career path. But again, like I said, I've digressed. One of the things that we also know is Governor Polis of Colorado has politically weighed in and basically thrown this out, saying, we know that life of a student has been taken too soon, and America has seen too many of these senseless acts of violence, quote unquote. And so it didn't take long for politicians to weigh in, and this is the, you know, the next effort of trying to create gun control. I'm not sure if we're going to find out that the FBI had news and had information and all of these types of things like we have seen in other cases. But we do know this, that this is the fourth shooting in Colorado since the Columbine shooting tragedy in 99. And the facts that you will never see is that the shooters were coming back from a prayer study group. Something that you will never see is that the shooters were actively involved in helping the aged and the infirm in, you know, retirement communities and volunteering time. Something that you will never see is that these young men were dedicating their lives in, you know, a proselyting and spreading the good news and the good word. Something that you will never see is that these young men were, you know, choir members and they'd just come from choir practice, or this young man and woman had come from prior practice. Why is that? It's because we have, and I've told you this, in the Pew study, we're at 50%. It's allegedly people that are that go to church, not necessarily active on a regular basis and deeply enthralled in the religion. We're at 50% on the marginal top side. That's an indictment. It's only going to get worse. And so the debasing is going to continue. I can tell you that you can trace this all back to the war on Christ and the war on Christianity in America, and eliminating school prayer, eliminating the Bible, teaching morals, and allowing the debasing of our classrooms and debasing of our society. You cannot tell me that what we have done to our education system has been good for America. What is the solution? This education system, and again, I'm going to go on a tirade on this because this is the real problem. Our education system is the problem because we have surrendered it to the godless secularists, and we're allowing them to preach a religion that is the most vile because it creates zero standards. I look at Islam. It has standards, and it's not a nice standard. It's, you know, convert and die, and some of the doctrine, it is, as a Christian, I have real problems with their doctrine. And even more so, as an American Christian, I have a real problem with them becoming Americans, because in the oath of a citizen, we swear to defend the Constitution as the law of the land. And when somebody takes that oath and they're not, if they preach Islam or they are a part of any other type of a cult or some type of organization that is out to undermine our Constitution and our Constitutional Republic, they should not become citizens. They shouldn't. It's a facade. It's a charade. They have no intent in supporting the Constitution. It's just a perfunctory formality. And I'm here to tell you that we need to start creating much better standards. Now, I don't believe that people necessarily have to be a citizen to live here. I don't believe that we have to have, or I should say, a full-fledged citizen. If you are going to vote, you have to be a full-fledged citizen. But I believe that America can offer itself as a sanctuary for lots of different people. but you just won't be able to vote. If you want to participate in voting, then you would have to actually prove and live a life that would be supporting of our culture and our paradigm of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. If you can't do that, then you're welcome to stay here and be prosperous, but you're not going to be able to reap the benefits or have or participate in all the things that a normal citizen would be able to participate in. Why? Because, again, you have to embrace the paradigm of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. This is not a religion. This is a governmental paradigm that our framers created in establishing our constitutional republic. So with that, please stay tuned. And I will finish up with this debasing and my thoughts on this, because unfortunately, this is not the end of this. And so we'll talk about that, and then we'll get on to some other news. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So one of the things that has amazed me in, you know, the fact that, first off, this is the fourth shooting since 99. What's amazed me is some of the states and communities that have embraced godless secularism much farther than these good folks in Colorado, such as California, such as New York, and so forth. Why is it that we're not seeing some of these really happen there? I don't know. This is a good question, but I think, in all honesty, I think these types of places are ticking time bombs. I think that when the kids go off in California and some of these dark blue states, and Colorado's a blue state, there's no doubt. It is a very progressive state. And so I guess the interesting thing is maybe Colorado, you're seeing this in Colorado and Oregon because maybe these states were forced blue faster than they would have naturally turned blue. So there's still a lot of conservatives intermixing with the progressives. California used to be a really red state too. I can't say that about New York. I don't think New York was necessarily a really red state for a long time. But California during Reagan's years and Governor Wilson, it was a red state. It had vacillated back and forth. It just became a hardcore, solid blue state. I mean, a crazy state. And I mean, that's anyway. So I think those of you who are living in these dark blue states, you've just been kind of lucky. You're just living in a ticking time bomb, though, because I think that when the kids, these godless kids with zero morals because of our education system, finally go off, it won't be good. And it's not going to be good. And it will never get good until we start re-implementing the things that institute morality and cultural mores. Because without cultural mores, you know, what's right and wrong, good values, and those things come from the Bible and Christianity, then we're going to continue to see these problems. These are the consequences of taking a society from a good moral state to an immoral state, period. That is it. That's why we have a growing percentage of homelessness, drug addiction, and all types of addictive behavior. I mean, addictive behavior may have been an outlier back in the 50s and 60s and so forth, but it's out of hand now, folks. I mean, there are more and more people that are addicted to all sorts of different things. Well, gambling, we knew that was an addiction, but why are so many people addicted to it now? And that's my point. And so I don't know, you know, when we'll see it, but I'm not going to be surprised when we see something really bad. Now, one of the other things I wanted to get into, because this is the first time we've actually seen a school named STEM. This is lipstick on a pig, I am telling you. Science, technology, energy, engineering, and mathematics. This was previously called SMET, or the Science, Math, Engineering, and Technology type of school system. And this is a term used to group together academic disciplines. But again, the academic curriculum that is being thrown into all these schools is Common Core, is the same type of curriculum. It's just, like I said, lipstick on a pig. This term is usually used when addressing education policies or curriculums in the past, but I'm telling you, it is not. I mean, they used to do these things for competitiveness, for science, technology. You're not going to find that here. I do not believe that this is an isolated private school. I believe that this is a public school. And if it is, that means that they have the standard curriculum that the rest of these poor kids are being indoctrinated into. I'm telling you that this whole STEM concept was literally, I think, lipstick on a pig. I don't think that we've really made true academic schools and gotten rid of all of the progressive agendas of transgenderism, inclusiveness, and all that crap. Social engineering instead of actually mechanical and systems and all the rocket engineering that kids should be learning. And so anyway, some of you have not heard of that term, STEM. So here's something that's new, and this is very interesting, and this came from the Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin. This is out of Lukeville, Arizona. A young man or a man named Maynor Velasquez Molina, a migrant from Guatemala, is accused of renting an 8-year-old boy and purchasing a fraudulent birth certificate for him, all in an attempt to pass him off as his son to the U.S. Border Patrol in February. Now, Maynor Molina is a brilliant man, and he's the only one that's ever thought of this scam. Now, I'm lying to you. Obviously, he is somebody that has been pulled into this. So here's the question. how many have done this scheme and scam to bring or to get themselves in here by renting a child and claiming that that child is theirs. A federal grand jury indicted Mr. Molina and in Arizona for human smuggling, and immigration enforcement officials are adopting a number of new policies to fight the influx of fake families. What this young man was going to be done, what was probably going to be done to him, is he was probably going to be put in sex trafficking. What else do you do with this kid when he, you know, you no longer need him to get across our border? Some of the other things that the Border Patrol is actually doing and adjusting their policies and processes is they're rolling out a DNA testing program, fingerprinting children, and allocating more resources to investigate these types of fraud incidents on our border. If you understand, and I don't know how old Mr. Molina is, but I'm going to bet he's in that good age group of being a combatant as well. And so the ends justify the means. That's all. The ends justify the means. Who knows whether he really rented this boy or whether this boy was stolen and that's how he paid for him, because I don't think any good parent would have surrendered their child. And that is what the Obama policies, because they set these parameters. Remember, it's kind of like the old welfare gaming, right? It's a gaming system. Well, if you bring a child with you, then you can come in as a family and get sanctuary. So, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to realize, hey, I need to have a kid with me. And or you're being told, if you have a kid, you have a better chance. Buy one of our kids that we've stolen from other good people, blah, blah, blah. I mean, really? It's the same thing with the welfare state back in the 60s. I remember when I was growing up, my sister came home. She was just about 9 years older than me. And she told me the story. She came home and told Mom, hey, Mom, why don't you divorce Dad and have more kids? You can make more money. Because that was the issue. You learned this at school from kids, unfortunately, minorities, that their parents were gaming the system. And the whole intent was to create motherless families or fatherless families, actually, and go down this path in destroying the family unit. I mean, fundamentally, anybody and everybody that understands society, the family is the nucleus of society. So you have to destroy it to actually make it pliable or malleable to be able to shape it in the direction and in those ways that you want to move society so that they'll be more willing to accept the next lipstick on a pig. The next pig to come around the corner is going to have more lipstick on it. Oh boy, that's a pretty pig. And that's how they've been doing social engineering. And so this is another way of forcing people to go down particular paths or what have you. Or I should say, in this particular case, finding the seedy element. I mean, obviously, Mr. Molina had no compunctions, no reservations, no bar to say, yeah, I'm not going to bring a kid up here. He wanted to come here, and he wanted to come here for whatever purpose and or reason, to be in a gang, what have you. I really don't know, but I do know one thing. The ends justify the means. And so one other thing, and I don't have a lot of time to go into this, so we're going to cover this when we come back. But remember I've been telling you about Meng Wanzhou and the chief financial executor of Hui, that Chinese telecom company that is, I believe they're still banned. If not, they should be banned. There's no doubt in my mind. Any technology, as I've been saying, that's coming in from China is a threat to America. There's no doubt. But I know it's been a long time, and this stuff has been going on, and we don't, you know, just kind of pops up and goes away, pops up and goes away. She is still in Canada. She has still not been extradited. And so, like I said, we're out of time here. We're going to go to a hard break. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you where she's at, what's going on with this, because this has been going on for several months now. I think, when was she arrested? I want to say maybe December 1st, or it was late last year. So when we come back, we'll have the story that's been buried for a long time, and let's see actually how things pan out. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so as I was saying before the break, the Huey chief financial officer, who is the daughter of one of the high-up communist, Chinese Communist Party elitists, Meng Wanzhou. She was arrested last year. I want to say it was around the 1st of December, but anyway, she was arrested late last year and was supposed to be processed for extradition. Well, come on. What's taken so long? I mean, it's been 5 months, almost a half year, right? And so she has been in different appearances, but they were supposed to have an appearance that was supposed to actually prove the validity of the veracity of America's charges in having her extradited. Her first appearance in Canadian court in more than a month of high states disputes, they've been trying to dispute the fact that she is a threat. And so the reason that this has kind of popped up again, I believe, is just to kind of create a cloud over the U.S.-China trade talks, okay? Because bottom line, they had a month to decide whether the U.S.'s formal extradition request was strong enough, and that was supposed to have been done by February. And during that hearing in February, Justice Luke Ehrich, I think, Ehrich, anyway, he delayed the hearing by another month and delayed it to like 6 March. And so Canada has requested that, we kind of provide all of this information. And we have done so. And as a matter of fact, we have proven that, and we have charges that she has done bank wire fraud to violate the American sanctions against Iran. And China's foreign ministry has urged the U.S., and they're continuing to urge the U.S. to drop this because they believe this is unreasonable suppression. So I don't know where you stand on this, but I just find it interesting that this high-up Communist Party executive for this, you know, intelligence spying communications corporation has, you know, dragged on this long, but not to worry, because, you know, you would think that they would be panicking if she was living in vile conditions in some jail. She has been free on bail and has been living in one of her two multi-million dollar homes in Vancouver while wearing an electronic tracking device. So she's been free for 6 months up in Canada, probably smoking pot and enjoying the high life, right? I believe Canada has taken a stonewalling position to allow this to be one of those things that they can help China in trying to be a burr under our saddle when we're trying to fix some of these deficits in trade with China. One of them, very specifically, is the stealing of American intellectual property. That's been huge. Lots of people, even Trump, has been hammering about this since the election. And it's about time. We've been a welcome mat to the world and been giving away our own intellectual property in holding up all of these different state governments, communist governments. And I've been telling you, we have been subsidizing world communism for several decades, and it's got to end. It is breaking our back. And I mean, with what's going to end up happening, if we don't inject Republic Review, then it's broken. I mean, we are broke and broke hard. You know, I look at people and they say, oh, we've got time. And I'm going, I don't think so. Once we get past a certain point, there's a point of no return, and that's coming. And when that happens, all of a sudden, free speech will start. They've already been positioning and talking about free speech. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, if not today, down the road here. But one of the things I also wanted to bring up is that, you know, what is NASA? Is NASA a defense program, or is it a research and science type of agency? Well, if you haven't heard, NASA, well, you already heard that Trump has established a United States Space Force, a USSF, right? And so who's going to be leading that? Is that going to be the U.S. Air Force, or is that going to be Air Force in tandem with NASA? Well, let me point this out to you, because NASA seems to have had its hands in lots of things. Some of those things, like the chemtrails, some of those things that are, you know, spy satellites and so forth, or I should say killer satellites and those types of things. But NASA has been doing research and has created what they call the DART. What is the DART? It's a double asteroid redirection test. And their mission has actually been getting ready to launch. They're expecting by December 2020 and May 2021 to have a rendezvous with a small asteroid in October 2022 to throw it slightly off course in a demonstration of what is currently the only viable option for protecting Earth from an asteroid. This stinks. There's something that smells about this. And, you know, like I said, I've said this before, that, you know, we have been prepared, and Hollywood has worked really, I don't want to say hard, but they've done a really good job in instilling fear of, you know, global danger, you know, life on Earth, you know, the ultimate invasion of UFOs and so forth. They've introduced all these, the reality of potential and the potential threats. I mean, it's been around for a long time, but they've really hyped Independence Day. There's been a lot of hype on that. And if you haven't seen Live, Die, and Repeat, that's just like an alien fighting, you know, an alien for, you know, dominance of Earth, with a undertone of Groundhog Day. If you haven't seen it, it's an old movie, but we've got all these different movies that have been kind of preparing us or indoctrinating us that there's nothing good that's going to be coming from outer space. Well, I'm here to tell you that one of the things that is going to be coming from outer space is the second coming. And I'm just going to put it out there for what it's worth. There's no doubt in my mind that Satan and all the evil people that are working, they know that they are going to have, because the Bible, this is what's in the Bible. The world will gather together to try to fight off the second coming. And I'm going, are we really believing that these things are threats? I think that these things are being used as leverage, and we're going to be lied to. Oh, there's going to be an asteroid coming to destroy us. I just know the propaganda, misinformation has been, fake news has been constantly used in manipulating us. Why is it going to not continue as they take over if they have global governance and they have a full global communist control of the earth? Why would it change? Why would they all of a sudden start to be honest with us? They've been lying to us for years. And there's all these different projects out there in doing research for, you know, terrestrial or celestial life and all that type of stuff. So anyway, I find it interesting, though, that NASA is so involved in these types of measures and these types of things. And that's all coming out of your tax dollars. And it's also coming out of what I would say outside of the constitutional powers. National security is one thing, but global security is something else. I don't believe that's national security or national interest. And I think that we shouldn't be funding and subsidizing, you know, the protection of Earth, because I don't believe that Earth is really under a threat. I think that there's a possibility, but I don't believe it's important. I think that we have to get government back into check far. I mean, there's no real tangible threat. Just like the climatologists are telling us that, you know, we're going to die in 12 years. Well, we've been told that before. We've been told that before, but just like peak oil. Peak oil started in the 1920s. We're going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of oil. And they've been saying that for how long? And it seems like we have no idea how many years of oil we currently have. We still don't know. And so that's how pathetic this all is. And so anyway, I got 1 minute. One of the things that I want to get into, because I want to tell you how well China is using the billions of dollars from American shoppers. They are now working on their third, and this will be their first full-sized aircraft carrier underway in production. And a group called the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, in Washington revealed the activity for the past 6 months is a very large vessel in Jiangnan Shipyard outside of Shanghai. And so China, I've told you, is pushing for, why do they need to project force unless they have intentions in taking, in conquesting and dominating and taking land and occupied land from other people? I mean, you use military force to take occupied land. You just use a raft to go to an island that is unoccupied. You don't need military force, right? And so I'm just telling you that they are building an empire to dominate the world, and we are going to have to go to war. How many ships, how many carriers do we want them to have before we actually engage them? 3 or 10? I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.